أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور، أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the subservient nature of the earth, that it makes itself, and it is dhalul, it humbles itself so that we can walk on it, we can irrigate and plow the lands, we can build, we can dig, we can do everything. One of our senior ulama had given a very beautiful example with regards to the earth. He said, take a lesson from the earth. It's humbled itself and it is soft in nature, and from there we find that it benefits man in the various vegetations and fruits that sprout out from it. If we soften our hearts, if we humble ourselves, then Allah will create within us a greater ability for us to benefit ourselves, for our own benefit in this world and the hereafter, and to benefit the whole of mankind. That from within us, wisdom will sprout out. From within us, a'mal and actions will sprout out that will be of benefit to ourselves and to others. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks now very briefly once again about how secure we feel, and we forget the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel very safe on this earth. And perhaps if you look at the context that we live in South Africa, we have security systems all in place and we think that we are safe until somebody tries our systems out. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about another form of security and insecurity. Allah Ta'ala says, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورِ. Have you become fearless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in the heavens, in the skies, and that He may sink you into the earth? فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. And while that is happening, the earth begins to rock, it begins to shake its quake. In other words, on the one hand, the earth just opens up and it swallows a person into it. And all the time there is a quake that takes place, a shake, an earthquake that takes place, a tremor that takes place. Now, does man feel totally fearless of all of this? Have we forgotten that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has all that power and all the might? And now if we followed the surah from the very beginning, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's power and might. Allah spoke about His dominion, and now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this aspect in to cause us to realize that we can never feel safe and secure, because the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could come at any time if we disbelieve in Allah, or we are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forbid. Allah ta'ala shows us the example in the Quran Sharif of Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him everything that a person would want in this world. We often hear that forget the treasures and forget the safes. The keys to his treasures had to be carried by several people. That is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given. But there was one factor that he had forgotten. He had forgotten that all of this had come from Allah. He had thought that whatever he has is because of his own acumen. He is astute. He is the one that brings about all the sustenance. And he had forgotten the hand of Qudrat. He had forgotten the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives. And how often we also forget that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives. So that made him arrogant. That made him feel that he is a self-made person, that made him feel that he is an independent person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly opened the earth below him and he began to sink in it. Now when we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when man becomes disobedient to Allah, and all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, when those vices become rife in a community, to the extent that people forget what is haram as haram, and they begin to think that it is halal, they forget what is right and wrong anymore. The Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that then these quakes will take place and these sinkings in the earth will take place, and the result of it is that man will begin to sink into the earth. But yet that the thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us the question, أَأَمِنْتُمْ, do you feel fearless? Do you feel so secure that these things will not happen to you? أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا. Then have you become so fearless? In other words, do you feel so secure against Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in the heavens, that He may let loose upon you a hail of pebbles that will come down, a storm of pebbles that will come down from the skies. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these examples because the Quran Sharif itself speaks about it. The people of Lut, alayhi salatu was salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the rains of pebbles come down upon them, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala totally destroyed them. We don't need to go and think about the pebbles. Just think about the incident of Abraha, that when he tried to destroy the Baytullah, then the pebble was the size of a masoor. And that pebble came down and it hit the person's head, and from the head it penetrated the whole body and the body exploded. The body mutilated. The limbs of the body began to disjoint. Now that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing His Qudrat. And here Allah asked the question, have we become so fearless? Have we forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you shall know my warnings. In other words, I speak about this, and these are realities that has already happened. They have taken place. So become obedient to Allah. Allah has showed that the dominion and all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala showed the perfection of His creation. Allah ta'ala showed the perfection of the skies and the perfection of the earth. Look at all of that and become obedient to Allah and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us from all the calamities and difficulties. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us.